So let me try to show you this from the Bible, since you should not take my word for it, or anyone else's, but only God's. I'll give it to you in maybe three places, three ways. I am trying to show you a way that God loves his own that is magnificently greater than John 3:16. Number one, we see this in God's election of the people of Israel. Why don't you turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 10. Genesis, first book in the Bible, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. About 190 pages in my Bible from the front. Deuteronomy 10, verses 14 and 15. Deuteronomy 10, 14. Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and the heaven of heavens, the earth with all that is in it. Yet the Lord set his heart in love on your fathers and chose their offspring after them, you above all the peoples as you are this day. God did not offer anything to Israel before he made them his own. He made them his own unilaterally. He took them for himself. He did not negotiate. He did not look for a qualified people. He sovereignly conquered the moon worshiper Abraham and made him his own. Turn back to chapter 7. Deuteronomy 7, verses 6 through 8. 7, 6. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession out of all the peoples that are on the earth. It was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all the peoples. It was because the Lord loves you. Why did he love them? He loved them because he loved them. Period. If you go looking for an explanation in Abraham as a ground of this election, you will dishonor God's love very much. This is what we call electing love. This is not an offer.